With SRN News, I'm John Scott. National Hurricane Center Senior Hurricane Specialist Richard Pasch says Tropical Storm Debby will boomerang back on shore later today.
Debby has been moving very slowly. It has moved offshore of the coast of Georgia, South Carolina here this morning, located about 65 miles south-southeast of Charleston.
The latest forecast says Debby could re-strengthen over the ocean and then move inland again in South Carolina by Thursday. Also at SRNnews.com, on the battlefront, Vladimir Putin has lashed out at Ukraine's cross-border forays.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is describing a Ukrainian incursion into the country's southwestern Kursk region as a large-scale provocation, as his officials say they're fighting off cross-border raids for a second day. Ukrainian officials are remaining quiet about the scope of the operation. If confirmed, the cross-border foray would be among Ukraine's largest and unprecedented for its deployment of Ukrainian military units. Kyiv's aim could be to draw Russian reserves to the area and potentially weaken Moscow's offensive operations in several parts of Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region, but it could risk stretching outmanned Ukrainian troops further along the front line. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Bangladesh's incoming interim leader, Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus, has asked his people to stay calm and get ready to rebuild the nation after weeks of violence that left hundreds killed, following an uprising that forced former Prime Minister Sheikh Hanisa to step down and flee to neighboring India. On Wednesday, the streets of Dhaka, the capital, were calm, 2 days after violence gripped that country. Stocks have moved down now, the Dow dropping 204 points, the Nasdaq off 102. This is SRN News. Major retailers are urged to reject abortion pills.
A broad coalition of Christians has sent a letter to national chains such as Walmart, Costco, and Kroger, asking them not to begin selling drugs that will allow a woman to end her pregnancy at home. The legal firm Alliance Defending Freedom facilitated the campaign, and spokesman Jeremy Tedesco says, quote, "Retail pharmacies are there to serve the health and wellness of their customers. Abortion drugs undermine that mission." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite controversy caused by the opening ceremonies, faith is being given a place at the Summer Olympics in an inconspicuous tent-like structure tucked away at the end of the athletes' village. Representatives from the five major global religions are making spiritual outreach to the athletes. Clergy representing Christianity, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, and Judaism worked in a shared hall. This is SRN News. A new poll shows how extreme heat is affecting people's lives.
7 in 10 people in the U.S. who responded to the poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say that in the last year, extreme heat has had an impact on their electricity bills, ranging from a minor impact to a major one, and most have seen at least a minor impact on their outdoor activities. 7 in 10 who responded to the poll say they've been personally affected by extremely hot weather or extreme heat waves over the past 5 years. That makes extreme heat a more common experience than other weather events or natural disasters, such as wildfires, major droughts, and hurricanes. Donna Water, Washington.
A Texas man described as intellectually disabled by his lawyers facing execution for killing a woman in Houston more than 27 years ago. 54-year-old Arthur Lee Burton facing lethal injection this evening. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.